DeAndre Green, what it is, world? What it is, world?
And still,
yeah, now I'm ready for that, y'all.
Hey, I did a lot of training.
Yeah.
But this moment, yeah. All that school. For joining us on the show today, please like, share, and subscribe to the show on Facebook, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast. You see how they talk all over
quartet music.
The information.
That's it, bro.
That's just a quartet ad lib just came out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro.
Can you get it out?
Hey man, if you would like to
get it
out, sponsor or advertise for the show, please hit us up at intheboothpod@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? And if you got a question, anything you want to share, a topic you want us to talk about, something in your life you're dealing with, you know, and you want to anonymously have us talk about it on the show, you know what I'm saying? Without putting all your business out there, we'll just talk about the situation, whether it's, you know, with a business, you trying to, you know, got a business partner, if it's relational or whatever, family issue, anything. You want us to talk about it? We'll talk about it. We're people, you know what I'm saying? We're a people show. We're a people show. That's what we do. I don't know what's going on with this bed. But,
Yeah.
Y'all give it up.
Yeah.
For the In the Booth Human Band.
The Junkyard Band.
Yeah. For the Human
Band.
Give it up.
Fat Albert. Junkyard Gang. Oh,
yeah.
Get along, gang. Sorry.
So, yeah, we still here.
whether you want us or not,
yeah.
We're still here.
Yeah, we're still on this
and I am telling tour.
You know, In the Booth Family Tour. My boy DeAndre Green back in the building.
Honored to be here, man. Honored to be here.
Yeah.
That's
so,
that's wished.
Yeah.
You all need to take care of
yeah.
Free life.
Yeah,
free life.
Free life.
So today's post.
See what?
The post of the day is a quote that comes from T. Grizzly. He says, "When I was broke, I had problems, but I just needed some money. I got the money, now I got problems money can't fix."
Wow.
That's how you know you need God. He can fix it. From T. Grizzly. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So,
why you read that like announcement?
I know.
Hey, bro. It sounds like a word, a
scripture.
But it
yeah.
sounds like a scripture. It don't sound like, but it sounds like
the APS, but the APS.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Hey, start off, put it back up. You know what I've thought about? Start it back up. Put it back up.
It's the APS.
Yeah. When I was a child, I thought like a child. That's what I was thinking. Like when I was broke, I had problems.
Yeah,
read
yeah.
Like scripture, you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
it felt
yeah.
like scripture to me. That's a good scripture, right?
Needed somebody to witness yeah. with it. Talk,
when
Reverend.
When I had money, I thought money would fix it.
I got into it, Reverend.
Then I got mixed, and I got the money, and I found out I needed God.
God,
because God can fix it.
Fix
won't
it
He do it?
Yes, He will. Won't He willy?
Won't He will?
Won't He willy?
Shout out to
that's a good statement.
That's a strong statement.
Money doesn't solve everything,
especially in a platform where you glorify money. That's where it comes from.
The scripture says that the love of money is the root of all evil, but it also says money. That money answers all things. And so You know, a lot of the problems that people blame, one, money ain't gonna never cause no problems.
Exactly.
It's the people that have it that's causing the problems and the heart behind it.
True.
But I feel like, you know, when you have issues, whether it's a money issue or not, you got to learn to take all your cares. The Bible says cast all your cares on him because he cares for us all. And so you got to start taking all your issues. Sometimes, even if you have the money, you need to consider God in all your ways.
Anyway, yeah.
And he will direct your path, because even though you had the money, he might have a cheaper way. Or he might have a way that doesn't
more
require
efficient.
Your money.
Yes.
You know, and so sometimes the scripture in the Bible that says that the woman had a meal for her and her son, mm-hmm. and getting ready to prepare that meal
with Elijah,
and getting ready to die.
Yep.
And the man of God says, "Give me that."
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you prayed to God for one more meal. You got that one more meal.
Right.
Now he wants you to give that meal to somebody else, so that there's an extension of what you have. So you might have the money to pay that bill, but only that bill.
Right.
And God is trying to pay all your bills forever and ever. And so that's why, even though you have the money, you got to consider God with that money, because you don't know, man. You could be an accident away from being broke. You got a stash, but a stash can go quick because something happened. So a lot of people trust in the money because you feel like you got it, and you can't trust in that because it can easily go away. And so that's a
great
statement.
People are believing for bills, and you know, bills come every month, so what you gonna do after that month is over? So of course you wanna find,
you gotta figure out something that ain't gonna be
for that moment,
cause you to be on this recurring
panic.
This panic
cycle. That cycle.
And really it's a trick of the enemy.
Yeah,
poverty is a cycle.
It gets you to fall into when you pursue money as the end goal, you'll take opportunities that you wouldn't take.
You're compromised.
Yeah, you're compromised. There are opportunities that's going to be there to get money.
True.
Outside of the way God is presented or whatnot, or that's why number one, you need to understand purpose going into it.
Yeah.
And I think you got to factor in favor too.
Because
I think, as a statement, as he's saying, like, when I didn't have money, I had problems that I needed money for. But when I got money, I had problems that money couldn't fix.
Yeah. Because
I don't think you factor in favor.
Right. Yeah.
Like, literally, I think if your pursuit, like you said, is money, then you're missing another element. That literally there's something that is better than money, and that's favor.
Yeah.
If God opens a door, then he sustains whatever he blesses.
Yeah.
And that's the favor of God. That's the hand of God. And I think that's where he is. I'm just realizing now.
And also relationship.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because you can damage a relationship that money can never repair. You can damage a relationship between husband and wife, wife and husband, kids,
money,
brothers and sisters, And then, some people get in pride and say, "I don't want your money."
Mm-hmm.
When your money is the thing that everybody is impressed with around you, but the person that you want to love you more than anything don't want your money.
That's right.
I want your time. I want your compassion. I want you to tell me the truth. I want you to give me something that you're not giving everybody else. You're giving everybody your money.
Yeah.
You're giving everybody your talent.
Yeah.
You're giving everybody your this and your that. Mm-hmm. But I want something other than that that makes me more special than them.
And so
that's why a lot of times people ruin relationships getting the money, and then they realize they're rich and alone. There's nothing more sad than a person that can get everything and has everything and has nothing.
That's real.
And no relationships.
True. That's real.
There's not, you don't have to go to work to build relationships. You don't see everybody every day.
Yeah.
You got everything and you're alone. You don't have to be anywhere. That's a lonely house. That's a lonely mansion. That's a lonely, And you have to, there's nothing like having a car and nobody's around to say you look good in it,
and nobody ride with you,
and that's how you see a lot of people giving their accolades to they talking about themselves and what they did, trying to get you to praise them some kind of way.
And normally when you don't have those relationships, like you said, that's a currency too, but normally those people are literally just one breath away from somebody taking everything they have and not caring about them, but just wanting what they have,
right?
You, not really having that relationship.
Yeah. You know what? The consistent underlying thing in that whole quote that he made was problems.
Mm-hmm.
the problems never went away.
Oh, no. Nah. They've been there.
It's just the solution to the problem.
True, that's good.
He found it.
Yeah. Right.
It was never money.
It was God.
Yeah. So he said, I had problems. I thought money would fix it. I got money. I still got problems. Mm-hmm. It's not that you're not going to have problems. You just need to know where the solution for the problem comes.
Yeah. Right. So that sounds like Solomon, though. Like in Ecclesiastes, when he's like, I had everything. Right. All of this is vanity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is. Like I got the money, I got the women, I got literally palace, everything I was
gold,
and it's all vanity.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, that's it.
Nah, and I ain't telling you not to get money.
Yeah. Or send it to us.
Or gold. Yeah.
I'm telling
you. Get you one woman. Yeah, I know that's right. Get you one woman, but
I don't want everybody to understand I ain't telling you not to get your money.
I'm just telling you that God is the source.
We were preaching good.
God is your source. And he'll use money as a resource.
Wait a minute. Let me add some balance to this.
Pump the brakes.
What I'm not saying is.
Because people will do that. They'll do that to you. And they'll watch something like
this. They'll watch
something like this and pray on P-R-E-Y on us. To say, man, we just saw your podcast.
You just said it's for money.
And you said money is this and that. So we got this thing that's happening in Europe, and we want you to come for free. You know, and we want you to pay
your ticket.
And I'm like,
that's not what I meant.
Let me go ahead and straighten it out.
Let me get out ahead of this.
Let me go ahead and straighten it out.
Here's the disclaimer.
Somebody was typing the email. Somebody was typing the email while he was
right now.
I was like a televangelist. Listen. I see you at your computer. Yeah. And before you hit sin.
Listen. Yeah, my
I know you there.
Hey, my t-shirt.
I know you're on the other side of the screen watching.
Cash out. I wore my Cash Out shirt.
I know you're sitting at that screen watching me now thinking you're going to get a free show. But God is telling you.
He said, I want my Cash Out t-shirt.
Yeah, I want my Cash Out t-shirt.
He said, a free show. Lord, I've been praying about this for years. Time now.
Still ain't time.
It's just, we know that God is our source.
Yeah.
And money is a resource. And we understand that if God doesn't give you the money, then there's other ways that he can take care of certain things with his favor.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, that's what we lean on. God, how do you want to handle this?
Exactly.
Yeah, the thing is, what you got to understand, God never said he'll give you money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He said, I'll provide your
needs. Yeah, right. Exactly.
When money becomes your God, you think that money has to do it.
Right.
God, give me my God, and then I'll feel good. When he says, look, I never said I'll give you money. I'll provide it.
Yeah.
That's what a favor is.
Yeah. But that's a poverty mentality. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like and in my mind, from a spiritual standpoint, poverty is a cycle. Mm-hmm. Like, you can get as much money as you possibly can, but if you're always poverty thinking, it doesn't matter how much money you got. You're going to spend more than you got anyway, which is going to create even more problems.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is why our culture always raps about money.
True.
Mm-hmm. It's a poverty thing.
It is.
They don't rock and roll sing about how much money they got, and, you know. Heavy metal sing about
country music. They just having fun. Man.
Yeah, it's Billy on the banjo.
That's true.
Four wheel drive.
We're the only ones that want to make it rain. Put the money phone up to our ear. You don't see other people doing that. You're right. It's a poverty mindset.
It is. Wow. And T Grizzly, knowing his story, like
that's what I'm saying. That's what make it powerful.
Yeah, he went to prison for trying to rob a bank.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Trying to get money, like because I thought I had these problems that money could solve.
Yeah.
Like, that's the mentality. But if that's a cultural thing, too. Mm. What you said is, and that's good.
And this is on a smaller scale, but my eight-year-old asked for money. And I said, well, instead of asking for money, ask for the thing that you want.
Wow. Yeah.
So it won't be about, I need money, I need money. Yeah. Just ask for the thing that you want instead of the money.
And I don't know why his brothers and all of them, they like to talk about money. And they have their own little businesses and all kind of stuff. And so he just feels like he need to work for money. And I was like, no, you just need to learn how to ask.
Yeah, just ask you for the thing.
Because even if you have money, if I don't want you to buy what you want to buy,
can't get it. Still
no, you ain't gonna got no ride to get it.
You're gonna have no desire, and you're just gonna have more money.
You still can't. Yeah. So, I need $100 for what?
So you still
because you ain't getting that anyway.
But that's not a preach.
Yes,
it don't matter how much money you have.
Yeah.
If I don't want you to have it,
you ain't gonna get it.
You ain't gonna get it.
Yeah.
That's illegal.
So it don't even matter.
If you get it,
it don't even matter how much money you got. It's better that you ask me.
Yeah.
And then we'll figure out how to get it to you. You know, but if you don't, I don't care what you have. As long as you with me, you're not going to have it. Or, and I can just take your money. You know?
Rob it, son.
Put your hands up. Take your money. But make you pay a bill with your money.
Yeah, right. Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no. Here's your $100 and here's the water bill.
And walk up. I gotta get them new joints.
Yeah, you can get them.
Yeah,
you can get it out your
put face. Your hands up.
Yeah.
Now praise
bill.
The Lord.
Here's electric bill. Yeah. Now if you want to play that PS5 next month, I suggest you go ahead and pay that bill with that $100. Yeah. That's good.
That's good
money.
That's good.
You know how much you need?
You can buy them sneakers, but we don't have no Wi-Fi.
Okay, hold on. Three.
There you go.
Okay. This gas bill and this electric bill.
You pay them out of that.
Yeah. Either way, it's going to be cold.
And whatever's left is yours.
I'm going to do that with my daughter. I'm going to do that.
But that's only $5.
Yeah, there it is.
That's a teaching lesson.
The bill's $2.95.
But you warm, right? You warm?
You got it.
You
good?
$5.
You playing PS5 in your room, mate.
You can't see no smoke coming out your
mouth. Hey, watch it. You get a charge of phone, don't you?
Exactly.
You got Wi-Fi. Can you go on TikTok? You got TikTok? Okay.
Yeah, he gonna learn.
Yeah.
He ate y'all.
He good.
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's get it started.
Yeah, I want to talk about this next topic. This is
very and when I saw this, this was very. It took me a while to even figure out what was going on. This is artificial intelligence ministry.
Boy.
So this
it's about
artist,
to blow your mind right
yeah,
here.
This artist. By the name of Loza Alexander, did a artificial intelligence Drake in Future and himself all together in a song. When you watch it, it looked like Drake
and
Future in the song with them, but it's all artificial intelligence. Go ahead and run it.
Jesus said it again. Y'all can't die to come back to life and die and do it again. Y'all keep swimming in sin and running them laps like y'all in a gym. Y'all keep thinking I gotta forgive you whenever you do not repent.
Y'all ain't perfect.
Playing with God and loving your ego ain't worth it. I'm trying to change the game and get everybody to worship. The only God that's Jesus Christ, I know they nervous. If you made it to the end of this verse, I know God working.
Y'all ain't perfect.
Yo, I can tell y'all people far from perfect. Yo, all she want is Birkin, she ain't perfect. Yo, Jesus, he's the only one who's perfect. So all of y'all stop acting like y'all
perfect. Y'all ain't perfect.
Jesus, he's the only one who's perfect. Jesus, he's the only one who's
perfect.
Jesus, he's the only one who's perfect. Jesus, he's the only one who's
perfect. Y'all ain't
Bible in my Lambo, I go hard like Rambo. I get on my knees and I pray to God, I need my Lord to handle everything that I can't fight alone, the holy stamina. We need good preachers, holy scriptures telling me y'all need Jesus.
I'm about to catch a body demon body bag. Sip him up and send him downstairs with a drown. Yeah, I can't even say it cause I know they wanna ban me. You're not allowed to talk about the
gays or the trans.
Y'all ain't perfect.
Never been a homophobe, now they wanna label me one. If they would only leave the kids alone, they probably wouldn't say nothing. Everybody wanna cancel me, then play Christian. Satan got everybody hating long distance.
Y'all
ain't perfect, only Jesus Christ is perfect. Who y'all playing with? Let Loza run the service. This administration looking like a circus. What y'all gonna do when Jesus open the curtains?
Y'all ain't perfect.
Yeah.
I love it.
The guy on the third verse is Loza. He did the Drake verse in the studio, artificial intelligence, did the Future verse, artificial intelligence in the studio, then recorded the video with the filters of their face.
That's crazy.
In the video, if y'all not watching it, looks like three different people. Mm-hmm. It looks like Drake, Future, and Loza in a video. And if somebody would have been like, just said, hey, what you think about artificial intelligence and using somebody else, you know, face and voice to, you know, diminish, I'd be like, huh? If you do it and you pull it off, I'm like, okay, that's dope.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Like, if you explain it, it's like, huh? Yeah. But if you watch it, like, he pulled it off because, number one, he raps like Drake on Drake's part. He raps the same cadence as Future does on Future part. The mannerisms, everything. And you're like, if he would have done it by himself, I don't know if it's that dope.
Any attention to it, yeah.
Yeah, so it goes to say that, man, Future and Drake can do anything.
Right.
They can.
They can't, but I mean,
they can do anything. That right
their,
there.
Their future, but here's what artificial intelligence does to music and artistry. Like, it makes you question
the artist.
If it's real. Genuine, like, if it's real. Like, it's is that Future really now? Yeah. Is that Drake? Is that really Drake? Yeah. Like, is that, what's his name? Liza?
Loza.
Is that Liza? Loza. Is that even Loza?
Call him what you want. Liza.
Not, that's no Loza.
Oh, that's Mary Poppins, ain't it?
No, that's Liza Minnelli.
Wait for
to
say Lizzo in a minute.
Yeah. Oh Lord, just stop.
Lizzo featuring Drake. Lizzo.
Yeah. Just call it what you want to call.
And then it be hard.
Yeah, and then it be my AI Lizzo in the dark. Then you know, like, I don't know who it's who.
That's why they're having a strike over there. The actors and writers.
Oh, seriously, that's what the strike.
That's
is
what the strike is about because they want to use AI. They're saying that we could take your likeness.
And you can be at home,
and we can make
and
you.
I don't have to
we
pay
can
you.
Make a video that's of you, crazy. But we don't have to pay you. And so now, even if this video is on YouTube,
being monetized
by Loza,
Loser.
Right.
Not loser.
Yeah, call the man a loser.
That's a mistake.
Oh my goodness.
Just call him L.
But YouTube is making money off Drake and Future's likeness.
Yeah.
Sound. Everything.
That's
a slippery slope.
It's a very slippery slope.
This is like Napster all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and somebody can take your voice and
your face, everything.
And even though I love this because they are doing Kingdom.
But let's take it to another level.
Who don't know this? Or like Drake and Future got saved or whatever.
But let's take it to
another. And they can take it to another.
Is that somebody? Is that lying?
What do you mean is it lying?
Is what we're watching lying?
Yes.
If you think,
know what I'm saying? Like,
what they're Drake, saying is
no, 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 what they're saying is it, true, it but is who's saying it?
It is a creative thing, but you are presenting.
It's deception.
A deception.
It's deception.
Yeah.
That's like me preaching with T.D. Jakes.
And he.
You know what I'm saying?
Get ready.
But look, and then you raise that TDJ opera.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's when it comes sketchy.
Like send your offering in with
TDJ's gonna be a Carrollton.
And Jake's be like, that ain't me.
I'll be like, TDJ's gonna be a Carrollton.
Carrollton, Georgia. What? $1 million offering in Carrollton, Georgia.
Even there. Carrollton,
Georgia.
That
bitch
ain't nowhere near.
So that's why they are doing. Wow. That's why they are doing the. That's why they're on strike.
That's crazy.
Because
that's the other side of it. Because this song is hot.
The song is hot.
It's dope.
And it's like, but you're speaking.
Like, I want to play this song in my car.
You're speaking the truth in deception.
It's deception.
Yeah.
You're speaking.
Are you using deception?
And you're killing your voice. You're killing your own voice, though.
No, I mean he's promoting his voice.
I don't know. He's getting shine from it.
But I'm saying, but if the next song doesn't have Drake and Future,
are they still gonna pay attention?
Can they check
him
for him?
Yeah,
they gonna check for him now.
Yeah, I mean
we checking for him. Okay. I didn't know who he was.
What's his name?
Anybody know Loza before we came in?
Not Loza.
Not
Liza.
Not Lizzo.
Can't say I didn't know who he was. You still don't know.
But I know who he is now. I know who he is now.
Leroy.
One, yeah. I think it's amazing. I think the creativity.
Larry.
I think the creativity is amazing.
Yes.
I think the heart behind it is amazing.
You can use this for ministry, but then it's like, but this is exception.
But it can go the other way because they can use him and he's all of a sudden cussing in every song. And
that's what I'm saying. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
And they can take preachers and pastors and make them do whatever.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Somebody can put T.D. Jakes in the video.
That's.
And rap with his voice, talking about money and females.
You can put him in a bad video.
Yeah.
Actually, like, I want to see that. But
yeah,
I just want to see it.
You don't want to see Jakes with some woman on his lap.
Welcome when y'all said that. I saw Bishop. I literally seen it in my head.
You can put Creflo Dollar, Joel Osteen, and T.D. Jakes in Magic City in a video.
Yeah, bro.
That would be kind of.
You don't know what's real. That's what I'm saying.
Father, forgive them.
Yeah, bro. Like this,
they
is
know
crazy.
Not what
this,
they
this,
do.
This is
the technology.
This is technology. This is where it's at.
But do you embrace it? And
that's the thing.
But I guess from my standpoint, I guess from a church, right, kingdom, do you embrace it so you can get in front of it? I think we're always playing catch up.
I think so.
So we don't have an answer for this. You feel what I'm saying? So if they were to take a bishop and put him in the blue, what is it? What'd you call it?
Magic City.
What'd you call it?
Magic City.
Okay, I was just trying to.
You
said
blue.
Oh,
you about to say blue flame?
No, I don't know nothing about none of that.
There's so many stripping spots.
I don't know. That's why I was asking because I don't know nothing about.
I feel like getting in front of they're gonna have to when they figured out Napster.
Yeah.
Well, you know, by then he was too late.
He was a millionaire.
He hadn't got his money.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they did eventually figure it out. That's why what streaming services and all that type of stuff, downloads. All of it came from, but that kid was ahead of the game.
Oh yeah,
The AI technology.
It's crazy.
This is gonna be.
It's gonna have to be legislated.
You're gonna talk. You're talking about. You're
about to legislate it to get.
Yeah.
Somebody can call you acting like they're your mom for you to send them money.
They're doing that.
You know.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
AI, if they use your mama voice. They be like, "Hey, baby, I'm out of money." You know, you know.
That's dangerous.
That's why I only text.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gonna AI no text.
Yeah, AI text.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why, mama. I didn't answer your call.
Right.
Because they playing on your name. They playing on your name, mama.
The way I answer your call. Why you answer my call? The AI, mama. Seriously, mama.
The AI is a mug.
Yeah. Text me, mama.
Text me, mama.
Don't call me no more.
Yeah.
Don't call me no more.
I mean, that's
true. Wow. They're going to have to legislate it to the point where you can only do it with written consent.
I mean, everybody's going to do it on a legal level.
True.
I mean, it's so many. Man, you can. You know who started this? That doggone Mission Impossible. When they put on a little mask and be like, act like somebody
Matrix.
Else.
Major and Total Recall.
But
remember Total
Will
Recall?
Smith
oh, yeah,
it.
Total Recall.
When he was his younger self in the movie, that was AI.
Oh,
AI.
True. Yeah.
So the technology has been out
Gemini,
there for a while.
Gemini,
And I think they always do that. They put it in movies first. They introduce stuff
and
in
Will
movies.
Will Smith is the technology introducer.
What if that wasn't him at the Oscars?
Man.
What if that was
there you go. I don't think you can pull that off.
Yeah, so
AI.
You go AI slap. Man, boy, you stupid.
Yeah,
what if that
wasn't?
What if that wasn't Chris Rock?
But it makes you question. That's what I'm saying. It literally makes you question.
Man, you see how real this video is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bruh.
Literally looks exactly like Drake, bro.
Everything. He pulled it off.
When I first saw the video, I was literally what you said. I was like, man, Drake them doing? Wait a minute.
Doing Kingdom Music.
I was like, yo, no, wait a minute.
And that's what a lot of people in the comments, they were like, crazy. Oh, Drake doing Kingdom Music? And then some people, you know, were judging. But, well, you know, this ain't gospel. They ain't this, they ain't that.
This ain't
not
gospel.
Knowing that this is AI and that's not even them.
We can't even judge.
So it takes.
So now is the gospel when they find out that it's not him and it's
Moses? Yeah, but still, the conversations that
Moses.
Just stem from this.
It was Moses, son.
Can go a lot of different ways.
You got it. Yeah. We're going to have to get ahead of it. As the kingdom, I don't know what we have to do, and I don't know how
don't
to do
be
it.
Last for the million times.
But God, bro, because how are you genuinely going to say it's you?
Why doing this?
Yeah.
When you do kingdom. A video, how do you say that it's you?
Yeah.
You know? Unless, like, I know, I mean, shoot. Come to my subscribe.
Ain't nobody going to jail. It wasn't me. Somebody AI.
It was AI.
We got your film. No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't
no,
me.
They're actually going to do that.
And they could probably set people up.
Yeah. It's a whole, it opens a whole different box.
Like, bro, you open up a whole different artificial world.
What was
artificial
the technology
intelligence
that did
leads
that?
To an artificial
was
world.
Was that an app or something that he used?
What?
This right here?
This video, yeah.
I think it's
all
kind of AI apps.
Yeah,
but let me
are
ask
you
this:
talking about the voice or the video?
Both.
Well, you know the voice thing is already like inside of like recording stuff. Like you can get the plugins or whatever.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's a plugin, but I know it's a way of Drake voice, Future voice,
oh,
and then you
gosh.
Record it.
Yeah,
Dre's voice.
Yeah.
Right in Logic.
Now the video is just software. You just put the.
So let me
on.
Ask y'all this, man. It may be this. I don't want to get off subject.
That's crazy.
Why is it so hard for the kingdom to embrace technology? Because we're always
because
it's new. Is that what it is?
It's not from the old church. Yeah.
But God is a creator. In the beginning, God created.
Yeah. You are speaking
and
truth.
They embrace the simplicity of technology, especially with the phone. Because if your phone don't work, you're gonna get a new one.
Yeah,
you know they.
But is that
they
what it takes?
Up.
It don't work no more. That's why I gotta change.
My daddy.
But you ever seen you ever seen an old person with a phone,
bro? My daddy.
First of all, they pull that mug back. That's the first thing they do. Pull it back, then pull it
my
up.
My daddy got charged his
they
phone.
They buttons be so big. They numbers. And bruh, they,
my daddy got to lean the phone this way and put the cord in that way for the charge.
Kind of phone?
Daddy,
got an iPhone?
And they go live bruh. Like this.
Yeah.
They go live.
We love y'all old people.
Nose.
We love y'all old people.
You know, mama, pull your phone back.
No, bro.
Grandmama.
Bro, I done been on some Zoom calls, bro. And you only see the top of preacher head, bro. I said, man, you only see the top of preacher head, bro.
Bishop, pull your phone back.
I'm like, Bishop,
oh, man.
Pull your phone back, man. Hey, I just see one eyebrow. That's all I see. Pull it back, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you see where the light is? Look into the light. Yeah, the light tell you where you're supposed to be.
To the light, Caroline. Go
Technology. But, I think the old people, the reason why we're so behind on technology, because the world embraces youth. The youth, all the technology is being done by
people.
College
true,
kids.
True.
Yeah,
you know the cutting edge discoveries.
Facebook, all that
is college kids.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the ages of 18 to 22, where they take all of that energy from the kid that is you're probably hitting your peak as far as intelligence, but you have no responsibilities
true,
you know. So
you're dreaming.
All you have to do is dream and think
and make it happen.
But the college itself sells that intellectual information to other companies to further you know develop this idea that came from this kid. Now, the most feeble part of at least black church.
True.
Is the youth ministry.
Youth ministry. That's really
definitely between the ages of 18 to 22.
18 to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want, 18 to 62.
You want
to, that's youth
you
ministry.
Want to talk about where there's no money being invested in the most brilliant parts of. So what happens is I believe some of these kingdom kids just go to college and give their gifts and talents and ideas. Like my church didn't listen to me, you know, so I give it to you guys.
That's good.
And I feel like the technology always hits the kingdom.
Yes.
But we just don't we don't embrace our kids.
We don't embrace it.
Yeah. Right.
And
if we embraced it, we would create a platform forward.
Yeah.
It would become like a farm system. You know what I'm saying? Like you look at the NBA, you look at the baseball, like kingdom doesn't have that. We don't have a farm system. Like I was talking to somebody the other day, like we're talking about like as generals are transitioning, who becomes next? We don't have a farm system.
Yeah. Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Like you don't have like somebody who is 6, 7, 8 now who's being raised in the gospel in the word so when they get to be 15, 16 they're
go.
Ready for the platform
and unfortunately the pastor or leader should recognize that he has to go find somebody and not that the person has to be chosen. You see what I'm saying? Like they expect we've always expected the kid to come to us to say that God called me to preach.
Yeah.
When the identity is in the man of God or the woman of God saying God called you to preach.
Yeah.
You know, and groom him into that. Why? Because that's what drug dealers do. Yeah. Why? That's what pimps
that's
do.
That's what the church that's does. What, yeah. For older that's what prostitutes, people, for their main pastor. Why won't you do that for the youth?
Yeah. Well, they don't really do it for the main pastors. Not everybody. Church. And you know, and legacy in the African American world is difficult.
It is.
Yeah. And it's because the family is on such an attack. That legacy is a family thing, and people don't really look at the word of God as a family thing. It is only family. Here's why. When you look at the fathers that start the lineage of Jesus Christ, it says, I am the God of Abraham,
Isaac
and Jacob, which is daddy, son, grandson.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's all bloodline. You know, that these are not you only get into the mentor part of it that we can remember. There was a lot of mentors. But when you talk about Elijah, that's mentor, mentee. True. But everything else is bloodline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? And so I got to say this, but it is difficult when the kids feel like the church stole my daddy away, so I hate it. Yeah. Yep. He never came to our games. He never came. He was never a part. He was always at church. So therefore, the legacy, when you're trying to leave it to him or her, they don't want it. You see what I'm saying? And so we've done a horrible job blaming God for a lot of stuff.
Or either we overdo it and drag them to everything to the point where they just hate it.
Right, most people hate stuff that they're not involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't ask my opinion.
Well, I don't have any ownership.
Right,
you feel
right.
What I'm saying? Like I don't feel like I got skin in the game.
And how can you trump until you learn better? People saying we doing this for God.
Yeah.
You know, daddy, we're doing this for God. I can't come to your game, man. I got to go to church because that's for God.
Yeah.
I can't, man. Listen, I can't do that because I'm going. It's you know the God that I got it, daddy. You know, and it's like God took everything away when God wants you to have family first. Yeah. And so I think the everything is out of order because a man can preach you up and down the aisle, but he has no relationship with his son or daughter.
But that's literally, and I promise you, that's completely against scripture.
Totally.
That's our mentality. Yeah. We think that that's right. Like you're not, as you're looking at that, you're like, oh, he's doing it. No, he's not.
But they pursue the whole pastor thing almost like it's an empire.
For glory.
Yeah, it's like it's a personal empire, almost like record labels and like Master P and Lucius. Rockefeller and, you know, everybody got, it's almost like Lucius. A movement.
And at the end of the day, that's money.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of times you're stressed to do things in the church because of money.
True.
You know, it's something about making them bills happen as a pastor. And sometimes the family suffers.
Sure.
And so when you talk about legacy, why would I want to be a part of something that hurts my feelings?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, why would
makes
I want to be
tired or
why would I want to be a part if every time I come here, daddy, you let me scream and do everything else everywhere else, but when I come here,
I gotta shut up
and be quiet. Mm-hmm. You know, and so the legacy part of it is damaged. And so I'm learning, the Lord has snatched me, into doing some other stuff simply because he wants to make the main thing the main thing, which is the family.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people know how to do church, but they don't know how to do kingdom.
True.
And kingdom is family.
It is.
You cannot have a kingdom without a king and a queen and the royal court, which is your family.
Some
you see what I'm saying?
Some princes.
You don't have any. And everything about kingdom, if you look over in Europe or London, everything about kingdom, you already know who's in line.
Yeah, who's in line.
You already know who next. Yeah. That if anything, they know who's next. Sometimes when it comes to our own kingdoms or churches, you know, it's shaky.
Yeah.
You know,
they got to vote.
It
get ugly.
And it get ugly.
They split.
That thing is ugly.
They'll split some jurisdictions.
But
Yeah.
But we had Eastern Florida. That mug was turned into
Central Georgia was one. Now it's Central South and Central North.
Yep. Yeah. I remember that.
Well, bless them saints.
And that's
what you say to clean it up. Well, bless them anyway.
And that's just real talk. That's just
but
real.
But that's the truth.
If you want to see some grown men act like kids, you know, let's talk about real business.
Let a position that you can make a lot of money in be open.
Yeah. Now, is this because they feel like they can't have this kind of position outside of church?
Yes.
That's why we fight so much.
That's
in
what I'm
church.
Saying. The pursuit is the same. Yes. It's the same way.
But they done spent so much time. Sometimes you spend so much time serving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're doing right. You're serving and your time is up. I mean, it's your time to step up. Yeah. And somebody want to take it from you, or something happens where there's leadership is in question.
You feel like, this is my moment, this is my opportunity.
You do fight for it.
But I think it goes back to what you said. Like, if I'm a CEO outside of church, if I'm running successful business outside of church, if I'm a whatever outside, I'm not big on whatever.
Right. Right?
You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can do God's will, and it be just that. I don't have to have a title. I don't have to have prestige. I don't have to have a position because I have that somewhere else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? But if this is all I've got, I've served with people who literally have been in their positions and they become the position.
Right.
Yeah.
They're so ingrained in the position, you can't move them out.
Man, yeah. They don't even get that kind of respect at home.
Yeah.
Because you got the pastor. So I don't even get it at home. Yeah. So, of course I'm going to fight for this.
It becomes my identity. Yeah. But if I got identity anywhere, that's the reason why when you see, I'm not trying to be funny, but different cultures, they have identity somewhere else. You feel what I'm saying? Bill Gates ain't tripping on being a deacon. Jeff Bezos ain't like, I'm an elder.
Call me elder.
You know what I'm saying? Bezos. And you gonna respect me. Right? They ain't tripping on that. Because they literally have identity that is ingrained, not in church. It's ingrained in who I am.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'm dope wherever I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Whether you call me a bishop, whether you call me whoever.
Yeah.
And I think that's a major thing, especially in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so we hold on to stuff. And we don't see that 18 to 22
right.
because I can lead at the college,
right?
Right at the university, I'm over something,
right?
Right when I get into corporate America, I can be a 22-year-old CEO,
right?
I can move up the ranks extremely quick because it's about what I'm able to produce.
Right.
In church, it's about your turn,
right?
That's completely incorrect,
right?
You gotta wait. It took me 40 years to get here. What you want to do?
And the thing is,
it's so real, but
it took me 40 years.
You got the 79. You got a church shoes and a jersey.
With a FUBU
jersey.
With some baggy.
And a dookie rope. And a dookie rope.
And some Jabot jeans.
Not Jabot.
No, cross colors.
Yeah. Cross colors. Yeah.
Tell me, we about to have a youth explosion.
And some LA.
But it's a thing where, for some reason in church, we feel like your journey has to equal my journey.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And so you have to toil.
That's the difference
between legacy, because as a father,
I don't want you to go through what I'm going to put you up here where I am. Yes.
And you go from there.
And you go from there up. That's what true legacy. That's the difference between leaving a legacy and somebody waiting their turn.
Yes.
Most of the time when you waiting your turn, the person in front of you ain't related to you. You don't know them.
And they ain't ready to leave.
And they got
to
die.
You just waiting on them to die.
And they ain't ready
to leave.
That's
it. They got to die for you to get.
No.
They holding on to that baton, bro. It's like when you see track and field.
Yeah.
And you're like, you next.
Yeah.
And they run
together.
Let it go.
No, you know what? It's like doing the 4x4 in track and field, but when you pass the baton, you gotta go back to the beginning. Every time you pass it, you gotta go back to the beginning.
Or everybody running,
you gotta go back to the beginning.
Or you try to run an extra lap when your season is over and you in somebody else's season still running with the baton. Like, bro, you should have been that game in the baton.
We won.
Yeah.
Why are you still running?
Yeah, we got a whole different uniform.
Right.
We got a whole different uniform.
Yeah, what are you
running in church shoes? We got them cleats. They're just running in church shoes.
Like, oh my God, I'm sit down. Bishop, you sliding all over the track. Sit down, bitch.
Get yourself together.
But I think this artificial intelligence thing is... It just got to be some kind of way. Like I said, artificial intelligence is going to take you to an artificial world.
Mm.
That's what it does. So
that's good stuff.
We got to figure something out.
All right, man. Free life.
Yeah, man. That was good. Hey, man. Hit us up in the comment section. Tell us what y'all think about this. It's crazy. Anything, any insight you have that we may not have hit on or a side of this that we didn't, you know, everything insert together, that you see, put it in the comment section, and man, we'll bring it up in one of these upcoming shows.
Who's gonna AI this dude right here?
Yeah, we're gonna AI DeAndre Yens. Yeah. When he leaves, he gonna be here next week. Watch. He gonna be here, but he ain't gonna be here.
He just gonna be a little taller. We gonna watch him. We gonna have light skin on. Light skin.
Show me the light skin DeAndre. And give you broad shoulders.
I can finally be 6'2. I can finally be 6'2.
We're gonna be in 6'2. 6'2 DeAndre.
We're gonna mess up his programming. All he can say is, huh?
What happened, bro? Huh?
What you doing, bro?
I got broad shoulders. So what's going on out there in Atlanta, Carrollton, huh?
That made me say I got broad shoulders.
Y'all need broad shoulders.
Hey, man, like and share, people. Yeah. Like and share.
We'll see y'all next time.
I got broad shoulders.